Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning.
Beth, of course, you always have activities, important things going on for the youth in Cass County, and one of those that you have been planning is a babysitting course.
Yes. So this year, by popular demand, we're offering a babysitting course. This summer, we're offering one in May and then one in June. So it's a great opportunity for our 11 through 13-year-olds to get that babysitting experience, kind of go through that certification, what is required before they actually are on the job.
And has it been a popular course to sign up for?
Oh, yes, it has. So we, each course is, we're limiting it to 10 spots. So both of our courses are actually on the verge of being filled right now. So there may be a few spots left. You can contact the extension office and check. But if they do fill up, we will be offering it again in the fall sometime to catch those that still want to do the course.
Okay. So get on the waiting list if you didn't make it to the course, and then plan ahead. But, you know, it is such an important way for youth to earn some money, to kind of practice responsibilities. And I think most of the young people, boys and girls who do it, love to do that job.
Yes, for sure. You know, babysitting, the way we're kind of spinning this course is it's really a business. It's one of those businesses that our young people can start. And, you know, I think of like mowing the lawn or scooping snow, things like that. This is another business that they could start. We've actually had a lot of parents contact our office and say, hey, do you have anybody that has gone through babysitting course in the past? And we can't give them those names because we haven't had the course. It's something that is a need in the community, and it's a great opportunity for our youth to kind of start that business and get their start in bringing their own money.
Mm-hmm. And so you're really doing a service for the youth, but you're also doing a service for parents who are needing those babysitters. So it's good to know that you're filling a need, and that, again, I think this is often true, Beth, when you have people who are needing things, this class fills up, that you're going to offer it again, mm-hmm. because that's one of your responsibilities, I guess, is to fill the needs of the community.
Yes, for sure. You know, we every couple years we do a needs assessment and extension, and a lot of things come up for youth programs, ag programs, families programs, things like that. But between those needs assessments, we get calls from people that says, hey, do you offer this, or do you offer this course or this opportunity? And this is one that we've gotten calls about a lot. And so Kate, our program coordinator, and I talked about it and said, we really need to find an option to offer it. So we're bringing in an Atlantic native who Bethany Pellet, and she's going to teach the course. She's coming from Omaha to do it, and she's more than willing to come and do that for our youth in Cass County.
So get on the list if it's already full, but there may be a few openings. And the dates for the current one are
May 23rd and 24th. So that's a 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. class. And then we're also offering it June 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's about a 6-hour class for those youth to go through, and they learn a lot of great things in those 6 hours.
And is there a fee?
There is a fee. So it is $25 for to go through the certification. But the youth, once they're done, they have gone through intensive things along with first aid and CPR, healthy snacks, things like that, as well as they have a certificate to show the new families that they're babysitting for that, you know, they have gone through the class and they have learned the correct procedures for babysitting small children.
Well, of course, the babysitting course is not the only youth programming you're doing this summer. You have lots of other things planned. And so you might mention I think you have some camps coming up.
Oh, yes. So every year we partner with Cass County Conservation, and we have we offer camps for kindergartners all the way up through eighth graders. So this year we are offering our Rocking Reptiles for our kindergarten through second graders. Our third through fifth graders, we're offering a To Earth and Beyond, kind of an outer space type of camp. And then our sixth through eighth graders, we're offering an outdoor adventure camp. And with that camp, we're going to be fishing, we're going to be cooking over a campfire, we're going to go out on the DNR boat and do electrofishing. So it'll be a really cool camp for those sixth through eighth grade youth.
Okay. And youth. This is a youth program. It's not just a 4-H program.
Nope, definitely not. You don't have to be in 4-H to come to our camps or participate in our activities in Extension. If you are in 4-H, that's great. Or if you're interested in 4-H, that's great. I see a lot of our youth that participate in some of our day camps and some of our other activities. They may seek out 4-H after because they're like, oh, this is really fun and we really like doing this. And then I say, oh, well, we can do these things in 4-H too. So.
And again, for those kindergartners on up, it's available. Now, there are some camps that are not just Cass County camps, and I think you have resources if people are wanting a child to go to camp somewhere outside of the county. You have those kind of resources to kind of point them in the right direction?
Yes, we do. So we have we have a Southwest Iowa camp that we're involved with. They actually go over to Gretna, Nebraska, to the Nebraska 4-H Center. And you don't have to be in 4-H to attend either these camps, but it's a great opportunity to kind of get the taste of 4-H and kind of see what things are involved in 4-H. And those are for our 5th and 6th graders. We also have our state 4-H conference in Ames. And again, this isn't just for 4-H'ers. A lot of the people who attend are 4-H'ers, but they're on the Iowa State campus and they do different workshops with the departments on campus. They do tours. They do a community service project. The high schoolers that go to this have a ton of fun at conference.
And then there's the state 4-H camp. I think there's still camping done at the state 4-H camp.
Yes, there is. So in Iowa, we have our state 4-H camp in Madrid, up in Madrid by in Boone County. And there are different camps offered there. There's ones for our junior 4-H'ers, so our 4th through 6th graders. There are STEM camps there are STEM camps for our 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. So there's a lot of different opportunities throughout the summer that are outside of Cass County for our youth to participate in.
And you may not know the whole list, but maybe you do. I'm thinking at least there used to be like one if people were particularly interested in horses or they were particular, you know, if they had a particular interest, there were sometimes camps that really were pointed in that direction.
So right now this year they're offering a lot of STEM-related camps. So there's one that I know that they are going to work with the College of Design on campus, and they're going to basically build a small plane that they'll fly. So they'll start with like paper airplanes and then move up to actually like hard plastic planes that they'll get to test and fly. So that's one of the camps offered. Otherwise, I know there's some other science and technology and engineering and math camps offered. And really, even if you don't think science, technology, engineering, and math is that fun, oh, it's a ton of fun and it's a lot of hands-on things. A lot of critical thinking gets used and a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you say that, I think back to and I'm sure you're going to continue this kind of thing. You had an earthquake event. I mean, how fascinating is that?
Yes. So last December, we had our Shake It With STEM camp at the Y with partnership with the Anishinaabe Valley YMCA. And we learned about earthquakes and learned how they worked and how people build buildings to withstand the earthquakes that they happen. And I learned a lot, and we do have we don't really know that there's earthquakes happening in Iowa because it's not as strong, but the plates under Iowa do shift as well. So it was applicable to Iowa, but really applicable to those people out on the coasts as well.
You bet, to actually anybody everywhere in the world, there are earthquakes happening. So, Beth, you said you learned a lot from the earthquake one. That just reminds me that there are opportunities for volunteers. And we think about volunteers giving to youth, but you get a lot back.
Oh, yes. So one of the great things about being a volunteer is there are opportunities to learn, and you do give your time to youth, but it's also that benefit of volunteering and working with youth and gaining those skills, learning things. Every single activity I go to, I learn something new. It's amazing.
And you don't need to be a 4-H club leader to be there. You have lots of volunteer opportunities, so you don't have to sign up for a whole year or maybe just an event. So,
Right. So
again, check in with you.
Yes, for sure. We offer a lot of different opportunities, and definitely you don't have to commit that whole year as a 4-H club volunteer. We have volunteer opportunities for just specific events that we need. So if you have an expertise in, let's say, related to some of our summer day camps, we would love to take you and have you come and help, share some of your expertise, and maybe if you do it as a career, talk about your career, things like that.
Okay, so there's always opportunities for youth and for adults. So we want to thank you very much, Beth Earlbeck, who is the Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator. And until next time, here's a thought. Children seldom misquote. In fact, they usually repeat word for word what you shouldn't have said.